Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, we are talking about the angels. I wanted to do an episode all about the angels, the guardian angels, the angelic realm, and the archangels, and how to invoke the angels into your life. So many people come to see me and they say, you know, Shauna, I don't think my angels hear me. I'm talking to them. I'm asking for help. And the first part of that is that the angels are always listening. They always hear us. And I've spoken about this in previous episodes where if we are not available and open to receive, then they're not able to come in and co-create with us as easily as it sounds. And some people often think that there's a magic wand. You just wave that magic wand. Angels, bring me this. And angels, do this. And sometimes it works. Absolutely. But most of the time, it's a co-creation. And the angels can come in to assist us, guide us, give us those inspired action steps, give us the guidance and the support that will help us to create and live a life that we truly love. I remember years ago, I was a little hesitant to share, you know, my love of the angels. I've always seen and experienced angelic beings. When I was a little girl, you know, I saw see-through people, as I called them, and I saw angels everywhere. They were always with people. And some people had more of them around. Some people just had one. And it's just something that's always been there. And I know from my experience that working with the angelic realm is one of the most beautiful, special, authentic, pure, unconditional love. It is really the best way I can describe it. When you connect into your heart space and you're open and you're available, the angels will always meet you halfway. They really will. I always say they're waiting in the wings, just waiting for us to ask for assistance, for them to come in. They won't come in and take over. They will come in and guide us and assist us. You know, we each have different experiences that we're meant to have. We each have different levels of soul growth that we're working on in this lifetime. And the angels can assist us with that. They won't, you know, learn the lessons for us. They won't do the work for us. They won't do the heavy lifting for us. But again, they will co-create with us. And when we invoke that energy into our world, we can really have fun with it. I shared a picture on Facebook earlier. Was it this week or maybe it was the week before? I think it was earlier this week. And I always say, you know, whenever I'm in the car and I'm going somewhere, angels, get me a parking spot as close to the front door as possible. Thanks. And 99% of the time, I pull up wherever I'm going and there's a parking spot. And if I pull up and the parking spot isn't available, I'll do a loop around and then somebody's pulling out and there's my spot. No word of a lie. So I shared that picture on Facebook. I actually had a parking spot right at the front door to my doctor's office. It was so funny. It was like, wow, this is amazing. So it, you know, everywhere you're not willing to play with the angelic energies, let's just destroy and delete all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And if you haven't listened to any of my podcasts before, when I say destroy and delete, that is a way of clearing the energy. Sometimes the energy kind of pops up as I'm chatting and I, you know, I do this in sessions and in classes and we'll just clear the energy. And you don't even have to do anything. Just be open to receiving, you know, whatever needs to go, whatever needs to clear, wants to clear, whatever is ready to clear, we'll just clear. It's that easy. Now, you may not see them. You may not be aware of them, but you have these beautiful invisible helpers all around you. And they're just waiting for you to ask for their help. They are your greatest cheerleaders when life is exciting you. They wrap their arms or their wings around you when your heart is hurting. They'll even hold you and support you when your life takes on an uphill battle. They're always there for you. Angels are messengers between heaven and earth, and they're also considered guides, protectors, healers. When we communicate through our angels, we're sending messages directly to God, whenever that looks like for you. If that's universal energy, source energy. We're sending those messages directly up to that creative energy, that universal energy, whatever that looks like for you. Your angelic team is an unlimited resource for you to connect with and learn from. And what's really fascinating is that angels have not been in human form. So they have no karma and they have no ego. They work from a place of love, as that's all they know. And they know you on a deep soul level. They know where you've been, which lives you've had. They know what your deepest fears are. They know what you're here in this lifetime to learn and experience. And I love work with the angelics because, again, they have no ego. So it doesn't come from a place of judgment. And it's very easy to discern when you're working with the angelics and when your ego sneaks in. Your ego is sneaky and, you know, sometimes mine will pop in and it's like, what? What did you just say? Like, it's just so crazy and out there. And that's not from the angelics. The angelics, they can be very direct and to the point. And it's always from a place of kindness and love. And so if you are starting to, you know, dip your toe into more of the spiritual realm, if you're starting to open yourself up to even more communicating with guides and angels and universal energies, that's something that I always love to share is that, you know, sometimes people will say to me, well, I can't tell what I'm listening to or what I'm hearing. And the angels are always loving. They're positive. Think of them as your greatest cheerleader. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You'll get it next time. Like, they are so supportive. They don't have an ego. They're not keeping track. Well, you know, you didn't get it last time, so you probably won't get it this time. That's your ego, right? And so I just like to give you that little bit of inspiration, a little bit of an insight into the angelics. That's what they're asking me to share with you. So if that resonates with you, grab it and run with it. And so again, when you think in your mind or say out loud, angels, what is my next step? And you're available to listen. You'll hear something, or you'll feel something, or you'll just know something, or you'll overhear a conversation. Sometimes the information will drop immediately, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time for it to percolate, for it to get down to you. It's almost like those, if you've ever seen those wishing wells where you put the money in and it kind of circles its way around and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and it goes into that little hole in the middle. Sometimes that's what the energy is like. If we're not open and receptive, it takes a little bit of time to get that information to us. But the beautiful thing about the angels is that they always answer. Maybe it's when you're first waking up in the middle, you know, in the morning and they drop the information. Maybe it's when you're driving or doing dishes, when you're doing mundane things, your ego kind of steps out of the way and then the angels can come in. Meditation is another beautiful way to invoke the angels and have them come into your world. And the more you work with them, the more you invite them in, the stronger that connection is, the easier it is to hear them. You know, guided meditations are a beautiful place to start. That's where I started years ago. I started my meditation practice 12 years ago. I couldn't sit still for 30 seconds before my mind would jump in and I would have my incessant list of things to do. It was crazy. And so I started with guided meditations, and guided meditation will kind of keep your ego, keep your mind occupied while you can receive and you can calm everything down and really start to retrain those neural pathways. Now, guardian angels, they're with us from before we incarnate throughout this lifetime, and they'll stay with us for a certain amount of time after this incarnation. They know you pretty much better than anyone. You can also have more than one guardian angel. I've worked with clients over the years who've had two, even three guardian angels. It just depends, right? Everyone has at least one. And your guardian angel knows your strengths, your weaknesses, and their job is to help you in any way that they can to make your life as rich and fulfilling as possible. And they have no judgment. Again, they don't have an ego. So they're not standing there judging us going, oh my God, I've told you this 50 times. Like, seriously, what's wrong with you? They don't. They will tell you 51 times, and they will tell you 52 times. They will tell you as many times as required for you to kind of get it, to have that aha moment. And they will intervene and protect you from traumatic events or even death if it's not your time to cross over. They will always stand back and allow you to guide your life because you have free will. You have free will, and they are co-creating with you. We're not giving our power to them. We're not giving our lives over to them. We are in the driver's seat, and then they'll get in the car and ride with us and sing along. That's the best way I can describe it. They stay with us during each incarnation as a valuable resource along our journey through all of our past lives. And they understand what our soul is here to experience. And from my perspective and what I've experienced through mediumship is that when we cross over, when we leave the physical, that our guardian angel is always with us. Our guardian angel will stay with us for a certain amount of time until we figure out what we'd like to do again and where we're going to go and what that's going to look like. And so your guardian angel is a beautiful, beautiful resource for you. My guardian angel's name is Gabrielle. I call her Gabby. And I'm so used to having her with me that sometimes I don't sit and actually acknowledge her. And so just for this brief moment, I invite all of the guardian angels to come in and infuse love into each and every one of your hearts and just let us know that they're here with us and that they're guiding us and that they're supporting us. And especially when we're having a difficult time, and maybe we feel alone and disconnected and like no one understands us and we're craving a deeper connection and it's just not there at that moment, we have this beautiful energy right beside us. And so I invite you to just really start to be aware of that. When you have, you know, when I have something great that happens, I'm like literally fist pumping and I'm like high-fiving and I'm like, yes, you know, and I'm, you know, genuinely grateful and I'm sharing that with my angels. And, you know, our guardian angel, they really are devoted to our spiritual growth. They are really helping us to be the best version of who we came to be. And it's so beautiful because you can call on your angels, the angels, your guardian angel, the archangels, you can call on them at any time. And they have unconditional love. And again, that is so beautiful and so special. And you know, at those times where we're feeling despair, maybe we feel alone and we're craving more of a connection, when you invite the angels in, it's just such a beautiful experience. Because again, they will flow unconditional love to you. You can even ask, whichever angel can assist me the most at this time, I welcome you into my space. Thank you. It's that easy. And we'll talk a little bit more about invoking angels and how to bring them into your space at the end of this podcast. But that's just a little snippet to get you kind of into the idea. It's so easy. And so everywhere you're not choosing to have ease with the angelic realm, we just want to destroy and delete all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And as I've said before, take what resonates and leave the rest. I'm sharing these perspectives and these ideas and these points of view. I'm sharing them from my personal experiences and from my practice. I've read for over, you know, 2,000 clients over the years and classes. And I've sort of been a sponge picking up everything I can about the angelic realm. And then I want to impart that and share that with everyone to help them with their connection with the angelic realm. And now the archangels are, think of them as the highest ranking angels in heaven. Like they're kind of God's right hand men and women. Like that's the best way I can describe it. And they really, really come from a place of, they have specialties and they oversee bigger aspects of our world, if you will. Imagine if you were going to a general practitioner doctor versus a specialist. So a general practitioner would be perhaps your guardian angel, the angels, the angelic realm. And a specialist would be the archangels. The archangels just have that little bit different. It's really just a specialty. That's the best way I can describe it. And there are seven major archangels. I've experienced many, many more, and I believe that there will be many more available to help us and assist us as more people are choosing to bring in the angelic energies into their world and spread more of that energy onto the planet. We sure can use it right now. We've got forest fires in Australia. We've got so many different things happening around the world that we're all feeling. Everyone is feeling these things. Everyone's aware of all of these things. And sometimes we don't really know exactly what it is, but we can always, always connect in with the angelic realm and bring more of that light and that energy and that love into our world, because then that pours out into everyone around us, everyone we interact with. It's almost like we leave little sprinkles of angelic energy and love wherever we go, whether it's going to your kid's school, whether it's chatting with your neighbor, going to work, whatever that looks like. There's so many different possibilities, so many different ways that we can share that energy. Now, the seven major archangels, Archangel Michael. He is the first archangel that I started working with years ago when I first started doing angel card readings. And he, I think of him as my protector. And my first deck of angel cards was the Archangel Michael deck. And on the back of the cards was an image. And he kind of looked like Fabio. And it was funny because whenever I was working with a client who was maybe a little more closed off, he would always joke and say, "Tell them that's what I really look like." And I'd be like, "No, I'm not telling them that. Tell them that's what I really look like." And so I would joke and say, "Okay, he wants me to tell you this is what he really looks like." And instantly their barriers would drop and they would laugh. And then he could come in and infuse more of his energy into the session. Michael is, he's incredibly powerful. I've often used him as a protector. He's kind of a badass warrior, if you think about it from that perspective. He offers so much courage. There have been times in my life where I have gone into my meditation feeling so defeated, so hopeless, and he's always there waiting. "Come here. It's going to be okay." And he will infuse me with this energy, this energy that just gives me that confidence and that self-assurance that I've got this. I'm going to figure it out. We're going to figure this out, you know. And it just, he can be a protector. He can give you courage, confidence. If you're not sure where you're going with your spiritual path or your career, he can come in and help with that as well. I find his energy is really big. I find his energy is big. And when I know that he's around, I'll either see him in my mind's eye, or I'll see little glimmers of blue light. That's how I know that Michael is around. And again, he is so amazing. You know, he can assist with so many different things, you know, attachments and cords and, you know, discordant energies. Energies are not a contribution to you. You can call Michael in and please clear those. I utilize Michael's assistance with his band of mercy angels when I'm crossing earthbound spirits. You know, it's beautiful. And he is like the ringleader of my energetic team. And so he's a very powerful force, and again, filled with unconditional love. And so I invite you to bring him into your world and start to experience his energy. And it's fun when you start to experience the different archangels, because they each have a different frequency. And so again, when Michael comes in, it's this bigger, powerful voice. It's deeper. It's, you know, it feels a little bit more serious, but it's just, his energy is just kind of a take no crap kind of energy. It's just, okay, what are we here to do? What do we need to do? And Archangel Raphael, I see Archangel, it's interesting because over the years I've heard of people speaking of Archangel Raphael in female form or in male form. And for me, I see Archangel Raphael as female. And whatever you experience, however you experience them, they have not been in human form, not all of them. Archangel Metatron has, but the other archangels have not. So to them, male, female, it doesn't mean anything really, but they will present in a way that you can receive them. And Archangel Raphael, whenever he's around or she's around, whichever way that you perceive Archangel Raphael, I see green light. And so whenever I see green light, there's healing. When I first started doing Reiki years ago, it was just this beautiful green light would pop in every now and again. It was just absolutely lovely. And again, he helps with physical healing, any sort of addictions, any sort of depression. And Archangel Raphael will really help clear away anything that may be preventing your sense of peace and calm, and that, you know, knowing that everything is okay in your world, that inner peace. And again, I will see this beautiful emerald green light whenever Archangel Raphael is near. And you can bring this energy in. You can ask Archangel Raphael to assist. If your child is ill, you can ask him to assist. If your pet is ill, you can ask him for assistance. If you're not feeling great, or if you need a little bit more peace in your world, you can bring Archangel Raphael that energy in. Archangel Gabriel is an incredible messenger, and he is so incredible with communicating. And whenever I'm working on anything with communicating, or I'm writing, when I'm putting together blog posts, anything of that nature, he will come in and assist. He's really quite funny too. They all are. They all have a unique personality as well. And so the more that you work with them and invite them into your world, you'll start to get to know them. It's like getting to know a new person. You know, over time, they just sort of you just start to get to see little glimmers of who they are and what they're about. And so a lot of people have this idea that, you know, if we're working with certain beings of light, that they're going to be a certain way, a specific way, and da 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 da. Whereas I experience them in a different way. Some of my guides swear. I swear. If you had a session with me every now and again, I'll drop an F-bomb because I'm trying to clear the energy. And the guides swear as well. I mean, it's, you know, and some people have said over the years, well, you're spiritual, you're not supposed to swear. Well, you know, that's an interesting point of view. And I believe that each and every one of us has a spiritual path that is unique to us. And it's up to us to figure out what's true for that, for us. For me, every now and again, my guides swear. When I go into meditation, sometimes they're swearing and they're dropping an F-bomb. And I laugh. And I laugh and I laugh. When I'm out and about during my day, sometimes they'll swear. And it's how I communicate. So your angels will communicate with you the way that you communicate. If you are typically soft-spoken, your angels will be soft-spoken. Mine are quite loud and rowdy, a little bit pirate in there. And that's just how it works. You know, I have other friends that work with the angelic realm. And for them, their guides communicate in a totally different way. You know, it can have a shaman flavor. It can have a fairy flavor, elemental flavor, you know, whatever that looks like for you. You know, it's some of my angels that I work with, you know, there's more of the sacred geometry that gets infused. You know, think of Doctor Strange, you know, there's this different energy that gets infused, and that's how they communicate with me. And Archangel Gabriel is also wonderful if you're having trouble speaking up or finding the words with something. He'll help you to find the right way to say it. So oftentimes I will say, angels, give me the opportunity and the words to speak that will create the most with this person, with this group, with this event. Give me the words. And literally the words, sometimes I'll think back and it's like, damn, that was good, because it wasn't me. And it's not like they're going to possess you or take over your life or take over your body. They'll just drop if you're open and receptive, they'll drop it. Where was I? This was a few months ago. I was in a meeting. And before the meeting, I said, okay, give me the words and the opportunity for this aspect. And sure enough, toward the end of the meeting, it just dropped in my head and I shared with the group, and it just sort of put everything where it needed to be. And it was just like, wow, that was amazing. And again, I was open and willing to receive that. I was receptive. I asked even before, give me the words and the opportunity to speak them. Archangel Gabriel is also an incredible resource for children, anything to do with children. If you're wanting to get pregnant, hoping to get pregnant, he, can come in and assist with that. With your grown children, he's a wonderful communicator. And so, if you're having, maybe there's difficulty with communicating, if you've got a teen in the house, or a small tyrant that's maybe 3 or 4, he can come in and assist. And it's absolutely beautiful. Archangel Ariel, she is the angel of everything to do with nature and anything to do with protecting the environment. I imagine she's very busy with everything that's happening in Australia and around the world. Animals, the plants, resources, the ecosystem, the trees, the oceans. You can call on Archangel Ariel when you'd like to experience a deeper connection with anything to do with nature. If you like to swim or hike or sitting at the ocean, just invoking her energy will be that much more profound for you. And again, anything to do with animals, if you have a sick animal, a sick pet, she can come in and assist and really, really help you to feel more of a connection with the earth. I think for so many that we've lost that connection with nature and how important it is for us to spend time in nature. I'm here in Calgary, and right now it's 30 below, and we've got snow, and I love, 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 love hiking and mountain biking and spending time in the mountains. And this time of year I find a little tricky because I'm not able to get out and really ground my energy into the earth's energies and experience those beautiful energies. And so when the weather is nicer and milder, I'm able to get out and enjoy more and more. But it's so important. I find during the winter months that I tend to buy more plants. I'm playing with the dirt in the house with my plants, and it just gives me that sense of connection to nature. I'm an avid gardener, so again, the warmer months, spring and summer and fall here in Calgary are beautiful because I'm in the garden or I'm out for a hike, and it just keeps me feeling so connected and grounded. And so really finding different ways to do that and accomplish that in the winter months. And so it's really, really positive and uplifting to invoke Archangel Ariel when you want to feel more of a connection with nature. Archangel Jophiel is so beautiful. I've read this somewhere before that Jophiel means the beauty of God, and she really will infuse this beautiful, beautiful thoughts, beautiful energies into your world. It's like she'll just kind of spread beauty and joy throughout your whole experience. So if you bring her in, ask her to come in and infuse beauty and calm into your relationships. She will come and do that. And she will help to really guide things back if things get a little too chaotic and just there's just seems to be upheaval and things are just a little crazy in your world. You can ask her to come in and just smooth everything over, just calm things down. And it's really, really beautiful because that energy will come in and just sort of calm the energy down. I know I've utilized it with different relationships. Sometimes when I meet someone, I have a big energy. And sometimes when I meet people, I need to just be aware of that and just sort of let the energies equalize a little bit so that they get used to the energy, and it gives them more of a space to invite and bring in more beauty into their world. And it's such a beautiful feeling when you ask Archangel Jophiel to surround you with more beauty, creativity, wisdom, fresh ideas, to bring beauty into your world in any way that she can. And then she will. It could be flowers. It could be a beautiful child drawing you a picture. It could be, you know, a beautiful love interest, someone that you meet and you just instantly feel a connection with. And you can ask her to infuse beauty and calm and peaceful, beautiful energies into that relationship, into that interaction, and then see how things shift and change. And again, it's what people are willing to receive. You know, if we ask the archangels to assist with a relationship and the person that we're in the relationship with isn't available for that assistance, then that's okay. And so just understanding that it's not, hey, angels, you know, go over and make that person cooperate with me, or go over and get that person to do this. It'd be nice if they would, but realistically, you know, everyone has free will. And not everyone is open and receptive to the angelic realm, to invoking, you know, beings of light and different universal energies into their world. And that's okay. I invite you to always be the invitation. If someone is curious, absolutely share with them. Archangel Azrael will assist with helping crossed over souls acclimatize to being in non-physical form. And Archangel Azrael will also assist with comforting and helping the grieving process. And he's come into sessions where, you know, as a medium, I work with people who are dealing with grief. And Archangel Azrael can come in and soothe that energy and help people come back to a place of hope again, and really help them to heal their heart and heal their loss. And it's so beautiful to invoke his energy, because he'll also surround people who are getting ready to cross over. And so there are so many beautiful helpers. Whenever I see someone who is getting ready to leave the physical, oftentimes I'll see Archangel Michael, who is there to ensure that they get back to the light. Archangel Raphael, perhaps, to help with healing, to help ease any physical discomfort. Archangel Azrael, to assist with that process of leaving the physical body. Archangel Jophiel, surrounding everything with beautiful energies to assist with that transition. So the archangels each have a specific area or areas that they focus on, and their specialties, if you will. But you can also have them come in. It's like an orchestra where they'll come in and create this beautiful mosaic of possibilities. And finally, we have Archangel Shamuel. And Shamuel is really all about peace. And if you are having a difficult time with someone, if maybe you just can't get your head around something, or you're looking for ways to forgive them, and just you don't want to carry that in your heart, Archangel Shamuel will help you with that. And if you are looking for more peace in any of your relationships, then invite Archangel Shamuel in. It's so beautiful, because whether it's, you know, maybe it's discord with your neighbor, or it's a family member, or it's a marriage, or, you know, any sort of partnership, if there's any sort of struggle or anxiety, or, you know, anything where you're just feeling like things are not working and it's a struggle, you can invite Archangel Shamuel, and he will assist with helping you find the win-win in the situation. He will help you to see, okay, this was your piece and this is their piece, and this is what we can do to smooth it over, and we can learn from this and grow from this. Or perhaps it's time to bless and release. And so he's able to give you the different insights into what the possibilities are with a different relationship. And especially with forgiveness, If you're finding you're having a hard time forgiving, I always recommend that the place to start is I'm willing. If you can get yourself to a point of I'm willing to forgive, I'm still hurting, I'm angry, it's raw, it's hurt my heart, but I'm willing to figure out a way to get past this because I don't want to carry this in my heart anymore and I want to be free of it, Archangel Shamuel can help you with that process. The angels are literally waiting in the wings to assist and come in. And like I said earlier, it's, you know, really, really about creating a mosaic of possibilities when you invite them into your world. And when you're available and willing to receive guidance, that's key. The angels and archangels are more than willing to offer their assistance. You can invoke them in any number of ways. Some people say a prayer. You can connect in with your heart and ask them to come in and connect with you. That's where they connect. They'll connect with you through your heart. Even placing your hand over your heart. And we can do that right now, connecting to your heart. And we can ask Archangel Jophiel to weave her beauty in through our heart and bring calm into our lives. We can invite all of the archangels that we just spoke about to come in and weave that beautiful mosaic of love and possibilities and healing and forgiveness and courage and strength, peace of mind, all of those beautiful things. Just receive all of those beautiful gifts into your heart space. There's no right or wrong way to invoke the angels, just a willingness. Connect with your heart and invite them in. And again, they're just waiting in the wings, just waiting for us to invite them in. And just enjoy them. Enjoy their personalities. They're fun. They're jovial. They have no ego. They don't have struggle. They don't have strife. They offer you a plethora of opportunities, of possibilities, of joy-filled experiences and people and beauty. They would love to assist you with bringing more beauty into your world. Oh, I love working with the angels. Isn't that beautiful? Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Thank you to the angels, our guardian angels, the archangels that came in and came to play with us this evening. We are so grateful. If you are interested in anything else to do with the angels, over on my website, I do have an energy clearing with Archangel Michael, where he will come in and clear your energies and strengthen your connection with the angels. I also have a space clearing that the angels put together, and it's beautiful to clear the energies out of your home, your place of work, your office. Absolutely fantastic. You can check those out on my website at livealifeyoulove.org. And I send you mountains of love. I love hearing your feedback. I love the emails and the messages. And I love to hear how the podcast is assisting, how spirit is showing up in your world, how things are shifting and changing. And I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.